This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is the first day of October, and that means Detroit reported its September sales figure this morning. Happens the first of every month. Everybody did pretty well. Double-digit percentage gains pretty much across the board. Strong demand and easy credit did the trick. There is, though, another story of the car industry that bears some watching. For the first time in a generation, the United Auto Workers Union, rank and file, has voted down a labor contract negotiated by union leaders and the automaker Fiat Chrysler. And it wasn't even close. Either 65% of workers voted no. The big issue is a two-tiered compensation structure that pays new hires far less than veterans get on the line. But as it turns out, the idea of first-tier and second-tier workers isn't really new in this economy. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
This big multinational company is in survival mode, trying to compete against non-union firms. So it pays new workers less, and the union grudgingly says, okay. It's 1983. Tom Cohan teaches at MIT's Sloan School of Management.
The airline industry, after deregulation, was among the first to introduce two-tier wages. American Airlines was the first one.
Then United, then Pan Am. The idea, how do I put this, it took off. The same way it has today with the big three automakers and the union parts suppliers and nurses and grocery store workers. But in each case, then and now, the new workers grumbled.
You're working right next to somebody who is getting paid 30% more than you.
University of Michigan economist Donald Grimes.
And has benefits that are worth far more than your benefits, and that doesn't make people happy.
Thus the gripe of the Fiat Chrysler workers, nearly half of whom are on the lower paid B team. But here's the rub. The two-tier system has made the company labor cost competitive with non-union rivals like Toyota. And if labor costs were to rise again, Art Wheaton at Cornell says Fiat Chrysler could simply close its U.S. plants.
It's very easy to start building plants in other countries, and then you try to have a race to the bottom and saying, well, if you don't do this, we'll move it all to China or Mexico.
There are no easy answers. The workers could also strike, or labor and management could start talking all over again. By the way, here's how it ended for the airlines back in the 80s. Two tiers became one. Not at the top level, though, but with lower pay and fewer benefits. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.